MacBytes headquarters, day 110. There was Mike, consummate professional, talking completely over the titles.
I said we've got a new person.
I know what you said. The fact that you shouldn't be saying it over the titles means you haven't got your headset on.
No, I haven't.
No, I shall nail it, dear.
More of you.
I don't need it. I know when I'm playing the titles. I have the second sight. Hello, Jonathan. Oh, Jonathan, LOL. Feeling okay. Touch and go today. Ooh, love this. Hello, DevCQCQ. It's Friday, Kim. How awake can Jonathan be? We'll see. I'm actually looking at the running order and there's quite a bit in it. But it's like tiny bits. So that'll either keep him interested or he'll nod off. One or the other. There's no happy medium. No happy medium. So much of it is making sure that what we did last week actually worked. And we've been trying to find a plan B for when YouTube throws its toys out of the pram. So we'll see how that goes. Ooh, we have an Excel thing. I wonder what this could be. Can't wait to find out. Go on, Jonathan. What's everybody else been up to today? We're on the brink of Mad Saturday. Boris is so worried, Boris decided to have a press conference all about it. As if the fiasco with Dominic Cummings wasn't bad enough. If you can't remember, lucky you. Boris's chief advisor herring off 260 miles to go see Mummy and Daddy. That one. Now we have Boris's father heading off to Greece. I don't think making sure your holiday rental is up to scratch before you rent it out to make some more money is actually essential. But apparently Stanley, that's Daddy Boris, said it was. They're just ignoring the rules, really, aren't they, Mike?
Mm.
Not only not making them up as they go along. No, no rules at all. Never mind. Good evening, Stuart. How are you? We're criticising the government. So we're standard form. Absolutely standard form. They're barking mad. Oh, let's ask Stuart. Are you going out to the pub tomorrow? If you are, you're the only person I've ever heard of who is. Most people, when you say, are you going out tomorrow? Then he's like, no. And the carveries aren't going to be the same either. The carveries are going to be served on a plate and brought to you. That is not a carvery, is it, Mike?
No.
Oh, a car. You'd like to know if my deposit is at... Oh, that looks complicated, Jonathan. I'll leave you in Mike's capable hands. Good morning, Paul. Stuart's not going to the pub. Oh, my word, Stuart. If you and Ellen aren't going to the pub, I predict they'll be empty. Actually, that's not true.
That's why he's sent in about 20 things for tomorrow.
Because he intends to spend the night with us, having a ball as usual. Oh, we're going to have a party tomorrow night. Absolutely, we are. Yeah, the pubs are opening at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. I mean, why? Do you remember when they used to have early kickoffs, so the pubs weren't actually open?
Mm.
And now they're going to open at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. And if you are desperate for a haircut, they're opening at midnight. It's like VE Day, isn't it? Only more stupid. I can't see that this is going to end well myself. The R rate's increasing as we speak. Jonathan's got CarPlay. I remember your car having CarPlay, Jonathan. And I remember the series making you your own personal sketch for it. That's in my MacBytes file. I remember that. That was great fun. They won't let the pubs open at 1 minute after midnight. That's probably a very good thing, Stuart. But 6 o'clock. I mean, what do they think people are going to do? Because it'll either be they'll dash out and they'll be off their faces by 7 o'clock. I think they're thinking that it will make people think there's no rush. But I can't see that happening. The people who want to go out to the pub, who are prepared to sit there and give them, you know, their inside leg measurement, because you've got to have ID and all sorts and order via... Oh, it's just ridiculous. The people who do that got no sense to start with. Let's see how it goes. I just feel sorry for the frontline responders who have had all their leave cancelled and have to police this complete debacle. But... oh, Jonathan, is that what they call incentivising the crew? Brewdog tried to. I give up. I totally give up. I must admit, I can't see the logic, but... Oh, we had a classic one. Our newsletter's out from the church. It's open. They had three options, apparently. Let's do a straw poll. Which option would you guys have gone for? Then I'll tell you which one they went for. One option, because we're going to have... Potentially. I mean, the church is usually full, isn't it, on a Sunday morning. So there isn't much in the way of space. So there's not going to be enough space for everybody. So they had three options. One was to make it invitation only. I mean, upon what basis do you get an invite? Are we going to have, like, a bidder note in the putting money in the basket
stakes? If you ask, like, the priest enough.
Anyway, that was the first one, invitation only. Ooh! Second one. What was the second one, Mike? Was that randomised?
Yeah. Was it?
Was it a random one? Oh, you had to book. Yeah. Instead of it being invitation, you had to book. And then you got like a ticket to say you could go. The third one was basically a free-for-all. Turn up if there's room you're allowed in. If there's not, you turned away. Now, which one would our priest go for?
It's a bit like cup final tickets, isn't it?
Do you have your away tokens and your reserve special tokens?
And how many Euro aways did you go to?
Oh, is that tonight, Simon? Well, have you got pizza? Which do you think's the best approach?
We've been to St. Joe's. So that counts as an away game.
Yeah, I know, but it was at the same time as our Mass was on, so I think that counts as, like, you'll be struck dead.
Who's Hyall?
Hyall? But whoever they are, mystery, they go for pre-booking. They're nice try.
Stuart wants to free-for-all just to see the chaos.
Stuart, you know our priest too well, don't you? Well, the invitation only, that's completely off the agenda because there's no way he would go for that. It would cause complete havoc. Can you imagine not getting an invitation? And then you've got all the social niceties of what if you got an invitation and you didn't want to go? Can you sell it on the black market? Plus the fact, whether it's by invitation only...
Who wants tickets for the reopening of the church?
It's Anthony. Hi, all. It's Anthony. Good evening, Anthony. No.
I've done that before, Anthony.
Me too. I think the invitation only would have given you like a two-tier system. So, no, that was out of the question. But if you had to book, that would mean lots more work. I mean, how would you police that? You'd have special tickets, like you say.
Yeah.
Or bands on the way in. You're like a nightclub where they stamp you.
Yeah.
No, it meant
did
more
that
work.
At the 80s fest, didn't they?
Yep. Yeah. So he's decided on the free-for-all. So if you want to watch from a distance...
I'm holier than thou is the first option.
Exactly, Stuart. I was actually very relieved he went for the last one, although I did think it's pretty bad. And it's more complicated than you would think, obviously, because you can't sit in your normal seat. Well, that for a start. Sorry, but that is going to cause complete havoc. I want to sit in my usual place. Well, there's gaffer tape on it, so you can't. I mean, can you imagine that there'll be tears before
I've
bedtime?
I've stood in the same spot at the Stretford End since 1950.
Yeah, well, now we've knocked it down, so you won't be doing that again. No, there's not going to be enough room, so you're going to have to be guided to your seat.
Stuart's got the answer.
Golden ticket. Now, I actually said that, Stuart. I said to Mike as I read this out, I said, this sounds like Willy Wonka. And only in our church's case, Willy Wonky. So we're going for the free-for-all. So I'm thinking, you know, stand a good few metres back and just enjoy.
You'd need to stand a few metres back anyway.
I don't think it'll be anything like full.
No,
that would be
it won't.
My take on it. Because the thing is...
Right, it'll be like Ayrton Park on a wet Wednesday night.
I've seen Old Trafford like that on a wet Wednesday. No, seriously, there were so many questions that came to my mind and zero answers. I mean, are we going up for the host? Are we not going up for the host? Do you need to take a hymn book? Are we singing? Aren't we singing? If you don't need the hymn book because you're not singing, do you need it for the parish prayer? This is all before you get going. Then there was the confusion of where you can actually sit and whether you need to leave a gap or not. And if you are there with your family and you live in the same household, then you don't need to leave a gap and you can sit next to each other. It's going to cause complete havoc. And am I going? No. I'm letting somebody else try that out first. The other thing was that there was going to be... Now, they didn't use the word stewards. I can't remember what word.
Guides. Guiders.
Was it guides? To guide you about the church. But again, there was no... I mean, it's habit. I know we've not been in months. But you open the church door and what's the first thing you do? The very first thing. You less so than me, but I've been doing it years and years and years.
Water fountain.
You dip your hand in the water. Well, you're not doing that because there's no water. But is there? And if there is, are you supposed to or not? I've got no idea. So I'm leaving it be. Bouncers. Now, that's a much better term. I think Stuart's ahead of the curve here. Absolutely. Is what's it open, Stuart? I know...
Holy Family.
No, I'm thinking St. Joseph's open. But is Holy Family open? See, that's quite difficult to distance in as well.
Mm.
Because we've got pews rather than seats.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine trying to socially distance in Maggie Ward? It was about the size of a postage stamp to start with. Oh, well, that one's long gone. But no private prayer anymore either. So we're off the hook with that one. So all of that's kiboshed. So, I intend to have a late night on Saturday and a lie-in on Sunday. I'm just not ready to go yet. Thing is, at what point would I be ready to go? Maybe when they're giving gold bars away. But it does feel a bit like Bouncer, Stuart. It feels a bit like the only people who would volunteer for that job would be the officious ones that you wouldn't want to listen to anyway. So I gave Mike a long list of people that I thought, you know, if they were on the door, I'd be sat in the toilet, probably.
The toilet won't be open.
Hmm?
Toilet won't be open.
Oh, yeah, and no toilet facility. Well, that's not great either. Didn't say if there was tea or coffee. You've got to wear a mask at all times. They're doing the 1 metre plus rule. But they're not providing the mask, so you've got to bring your own. And there's no hand sanitizer, but you need hand sanitizer. So let's not go there. They are, but only for short periods and private prayer at the moment. Yeah, we've done that for 2 weeks. The first week, I think he got overambitious with how many stewards, bouncers, he would have. I'm liking bouncers. I'm definitely liking bouncers. So the second week, it was like only in the evening. But all of that's gone now. And I thought, well, there are people who might turn up for private prayer who don't want to go to Mass. So Sorry. Why not have both?
Sorry, love, you're not coming in and you've got no tie. Sorry, no trainers allowed.
Will we be humming the hymns? I don't think we're allowed to make much of... I mean, can you do the responses? If you can't sing, can you do the responses? I mean, the number one thing, surely, people would need to know before they made their mind up whether they were going or not, is are they taking Eucharist or not? But then that brings into it, at our church, and who's doling it out?
Mm.
Because there's 57 of us on the Eucharistic rota, and he could just randomly pick two. So I might be okay going in and sort of sitting there and minding my own business. But before you know it, you could be dragged up there to give out the wine. And you have to drink what's left, so it's not happening.
I'll just watch you on Facebook.
Are you going for the Father Woolley in the bowler hat one?
Yeah.
Are you just in hope he gets hacked again?
Yeah.
I reckon that was the setting. I don't think we're going to be doing any hymns at all. You won't hear the responses with everyone having a mask on. Hey, at least you don't have to worry about him reading your lips because you've totally forgotten what you should be saying. What's a Eucharist? I've heard the term, but I have no idea. It's the bread, Simon. It's the little... it's actually like rice paper, but it's called the Eucharist, the body of Christ. And it's given out at a certain point in the Mass, and you have an option to take wine with it or not, depending if you want to or not. I never do. So I only get lumbered with it. I'm a Eucharistic minister. So a Eucharistic minister helps the priest dole it out. Otherwise, we'd be there for 3 hours. So when I was a kid, only the priest was allowed to touch it. You couldn't touch it with your hand. and an altar server would meander around with the priest and put like a little plate underneath your chin in case a crumb fell off. They were that serious with it. But now we have an entire rota, but we use 7 Eucharistic ministers to give it out. But we wouldn't need that many if we weren't doing the wine. And there was nothing in this newsletter to say what we're doing. And I think people might be quite nervous. So I thought a nice little FAQ was what was needed, basically. But we didn't get one. So we've no idea what you would be stepping into. I mean, yeah, OK, you're going to Mass. But what does that mean these days? Not a clue. There you go.
Bring your own bread.
Bring your own bread. That could take all day. You'd have to go up with it and he'd have to waft a hand over it to bless it. Unless he could take the... what was that thing we were talking about? The reconciliation approach. Yeah. You all wave your piece of bread and he just blesses the lot in one go. Why don't you just stay at home? Watch it on the telly.
Yeah.
Listen to it on the radio. Watch it on Facebook.
I'll buy a pork lot from Amazon.
But you know, we shouldn't be making mock like this.
No.
It's too soon. It is too soon by a mile. But no one's listening to me. I think the bring your own thing could catch on, Stuart. Imagine what he could put in the roof fund if he wasn't buying bread with it. Croutons would work better. Exactly. Oh, yes. Ironed croutons. Gluten-free. Do you know, you could actually buy your own hosts.
Yeah.
Because you can get them from suppliers.
Yeah.
He'll be thinking of this. I reckon that will happen. It's just a matter of time. But I just think people...
It's like freedom of contract, isn't it?
Yeah. Take your own.
Yeah.
I just think people are quite nervous at the moment. And if he wants the church even half full, you really do have to tell people what to expect. But he's a bugger for not doing that. The last Mass before lockdown, in fact it wasn't the last Mass before lockdown, was it? It was the 1st of March. It was the one where Mike was giving out checks at another church,
which subsequently had to be returned.
He gave them out at what time?
I gave 3 teenagers checks from our Catinian's bursary fund to help fund their trips to Lourdes. And within about three or four hours...
It was about 10:30, wasn't it?
Yeah, within about 3 or 4 hours, I got a WhatsApp message from one of the parents to say, unfortunately, the cheques have got to be returned because the trip's off because of COVID.
Anyway, we were at another church, but obviously I heard what went on at ours. 7 of them went up for Eucharist and he's wafting his hand at 4 of them to go away. And obviously they didn't know what was going on. He didn't tell anybody he wasn't doing wine. So that was all very confusing. Well, now it's like we've no idea what's going on. So let's just stay away and wait. If you forget, can you use a slice of Warburtons? I don't see why you can't.
Stuart, you can use a slice of Warburtons as long as you cut it into triangles.
Take
the crust off and put pate on it.
You know, you wouldn't tell the difference. If you rolled that out so it was flat. I used to do that with bread, squeeze it. When I was a kid.
This is a conversation for Brooklands for tomorrow night.
It is, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we should play some bread tomorrow night. I'll find some. No, yeah, I used to flatten them out. So if you flatten them out and then just cut a circle out with scissors, you get away with it. No one would ever notice the difference. Warburtons might decide to go that way. Diversify, yeah. That might work. I just think people are nervy. Really nervy. And I don't think it helps that you're basically being asked to step into the abyss. Because you could turn up. I could imagine this happening, Mike. That there's nobody on Eucharist, so you volunteered for it. There's no readers, so you volunteered for it. Before you know it, you'd be sweeping up on the way out as well. So, and then everybody's wearing masks.
Church uses Hawaiian bread.
Going to have to look that up. Might make suggestions here. Can you imagine, though, most of them are as deaf as a post.
That looks lovely. Better than the host we get.
Wow, that looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
We're missing out. I'll find a picture for Simon. And you can compare it with what Kim has. Oh, ours is like paper. All right, let's have a look. Good grief. Have you seen the size of that one? Oh, sacramental bread. Now, which one's more like
ours? Can you imagine if I took the host up to Ned with some butter and peanut butter on and asked him to bless it?
He probably would. Do you know these are all very different to the ones we have?
Yeah, I think you're right there, Anthony. Totally.
Exactly. That's my entire point. I can see it all falling down badly.
Yeah.
That's more like ours, isn't it? It's like paper.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'll grab
that. They've set up a website at work because eventually we'll be going back. It could be a few months. Who knows? But they've called it the Return to Work website, and it tells you what to expect. They've even got little animated videos with, the hand sanitizers and temperature checking and masks and making sure you sit 2 meters from somebody else. And if you're going to use a quiet room, then, you book it and make sure that you leave half an hour after the previous person so someone could go in and clean it. So you're right, you have got to tell people what to expect.
That's my point, because people can be very sensitive, shall we say, at church, very sensitive, and this is all going to go wrong, I'm telling you. That's one image of what we have. It's like paper. It's literally like rice paper. And that's another one. So that's the second one is pretty much... Oh, crying out loud. Now this says gluten-free available. All right, let's try that one. There we go. Ours just looks like paper. I'm thinking I'm heading off to Kim's. What Kim's got, but gluten-free. Yeah, so that's our excitement this weekend. It brings new meaning to the Eucharistic song, doesn't it? Should I stay or should I go?
Mm.
So I'm staying away. What are you doing, Stuart? Are you taking the opportunity to venture out or leaving it be? I'm leaving it be. Doesn't look very filling. Jonathan, it's actually quite vile at times.
Nice little spreadsheet you've set up there, Johnny.
Oh... No, the trouble with it is it's incredibly dry. It's just like rice paper. And once you've got it in your mouth, it can... Sometimes it's fresher than others, let's put it like that. And it can get stuck to the roof of your mouth. It's very awkward. Walk away, leave it alone, I say. I just want Kim's. Kim's just looks amazing. You wouldn't think there was such variety, would you? Now, see, that looks like a proper biscuity type thing. Stuart, we're being shortchanged here, mate. I think we need to have a word with the diocese. This will be an edit from the bishop. You're not supposed to enjoy it. But they all look fantastic. It was a screenshot. Does Ellen know what you're saying, Stuart? So is this on Sunday?
No, tomorrow, I think.
Oh, wow.
Is it tomorrow?
How on earth did they arrive at that? They look like styrofoam packaging. No, I don't think they were. That's a very good point. They are perfunctory at best, Simon. They're not great. Well, you won't be available for Mass then, will you? Clearly not. Ellen got in fast. I trust she's getting preferential treatment, obviously.
Well, Mass isn't tomorrow morning.
No, but he's picking her up on the 10th.
Oh, right, yeah.
So she won't be available for Mass.
Ah.
Now she's had her hair done, she can't go out. She's going to sit there tomorrow night. We expect photos, Stuart. She's going to sit there tomorrow night lording it with a new hairdo, which will peeve every other woman there apart from me, because I don't care. But every other woman cannot get in just yet. Your mother's as bad, isn't she?
Yeah.
When's hers due?
The 10th.
Oh, they can say hello to each other on the way past.
As Ellen comes out.
As Ellen's finished. Oh, I'm loving that. Oh, I'm now disgusted looking at that Kim gets and what we get. It's terrible. It's like paper. Revolution is in order. That doesn't want to put in my mouth. Well, that's the problem at the moment, Simon. How on earth could you make that safe? In fact, how could you ever make that safe? Because we've been in lockdown now. The last time we went out was first week in March. And it's interesting that you've not had any kind of even little snuffles. So maybe we were picking up a lot of germs at church to start with. It makes you rethink things. You know what I did think about? Magda. You know, when she was having treatment?
Yeah.
She was having treatment for cancer. And this, it was actually chemo, wasn't it? And it reduces the immunity. And she was very, very nervous if people went over to give her a hug. And you'd say, like, you know, oh, it's all right, I'm not ill. But she must have been out of her mind with worry, because now the rest of us know how she felt.
True.
And, you know, you felt awful if you didn't go over, but you felt bad if you did, because she was so uncomfortable. And now we all totally understand that. Not good. And we've got so many elderly people. I mean, we had with people going to church, so there was a lot of people at home in their 90s, but we actually had that woman, you know, when he said happy 104th birthday, and she turned out to be in the back pew, like 104, and she's still going. Oh dear. Check the best before date, quite possibly pre-1975. Some of them taste like that. The thing is, once they've been blessed, they can't be got rid of. So they're put in what's called a tabernacle, which is in no way hygienic, but it's basically a cupboard. So sometimes if he's overdone it midweek and they're not in a bag, which they're not, by Sunday, they're a little bit on the chewy side.
Think out-of-date crisps or chips in the US.
Yeah, but with no flavour.
Mm.
No flavour at all. But they are chewy. And that's when they get stuck to the roof of your mouth. And then you can't speak for 3 hours.
The dog was like that with prawn crackers.
Yeah, that's just how Mayo was with prawn crackers. He wanted a prawn cracker. But I said he won't eat a prawn cracker. So I gave him a prawn cracker. Off he went with it. And he was sat there looking at it. And he was moving it with his paws a bit. Then he licked at it and it got stuck on his tongue. So he kind of took it in his mouth. And the next minute, he's making this motion of like using his tongue, pushing it up to the roof of his mouth to try and get rid of this prawn cracker. That's us on a Sunday morning, if it's not fresh.
Has Lola ever had prawn crackers?
No, because we haven't had prawn crackers while she's been here, so no. She's very picky, though. She's very picky. She's a real princess. If she doesn't like the look of it, she won't have it. Simon's really surprised. I think the logic is that there's nothing to detract from what it represents. But it's not good. That is spot on, Kim. And you're thinking, I'm not supposed to touch it. And it's at the roof of my mouth. And then you sit down, don't you? And everybody else is doing it. It's actually worse if it happens and you're on the altar because you're doing Eucharist that day. But you're sitting there and you're thinking, I can't put my finger in my mouth. And I can tell when Mike's doing it and he can tell when I'm doing it. It is a terrible thing. Must be a result of storage concerns. They pretty much, you're not meant to touch it. In many, many years ago, Jonathan, no, you weren't meant to touch it. It represented, once it's been through its blessing, it is actually the body and blood of Christ, which sounds cannibalistic, but that was the gist of it. So no, you were not allowed to touch it. And that rule didn't change until the early 70s. So when I was a child and I was doing my first Holy Communion, it was the old way of doing it. You didn't touch it at all. Only the priest touched it. So he takes it out of the chalice and he holds it up in front of you and he says, Body of Christ. And you do not say thank you, do you, Mike, like many people do. You actually say, God, what do you say? It's been a while. Amen. So you then take it on your tongue and I was saying there was an altar server who stood next to the priest and put this plate underneath your chin. So obviously to achieve this manoeuvre, you needed to be knelt in front of the altar and it used to take forever. Mass could literally go on for 2 hours while everybody queued up and knelt down and the priest went right. It took forever. So practicalities meant they changed the rules. And at this point, you could put your hands out. You have to put, now you can do it either way. Remember Mum getting all giddy with it. You can do it left over right or right over left, but basically you put your hands out. They then put the host in your hand and you are allowed to pick it up and put it in your mouth. But that's as far as it goes. You can't put it in your pocket and have it later. Trust me, people have tried. You can't share it with somebody. Trust me, people have tried. You can't dip it in the wine. Trust me, people have tried. You know, being a Eucharistic minister, it's not easy, is it, Mike? You've got to watch what they're doing with it. But no, you weren't allowed to touch it, but now you are. But literally, to pick it up and to put it in your mouth. That's it. But once it's in your mouth, it seems sacrilegious to try and pick it off your teeth. So you do have to eat it fairly carefully. That is a good point, actually, isn't it, Stuart? People having more wine. I don't drink the wine, so I'd never thought of that. In a way, Jonathan, all religions are the same, aren't they? They just approach it in a slightly different way. It's true. There's weirdness there. But I think it was mainly practicality. But it's a good job when you look at it now that they did change the rules then. There's been video from sort of ultra-Orthodox Greek Catholics where they don't take it on the hand. And they're being now told that they've got to because the priests can't actually put it on their tongue, which I find that quite difficult, I must admit. As a Eucharistic minister, you have to do that. That's another problem, being a Eucharistic minister. So there's only a handful of people who still refuse to touch it, point blank. But you have to give it to them on their tongue, which is fine, well, fine-ish normally. But in these circumstances, it's not. So everybody should take it in the hand. But then you've got the problem. Even if the priest's wearing gloves and you're wearing gloves, somebody could have touched the glove. There's no way to make that hygienic right now. No way. Right, let's have a look at this one. I have to wash the feet still of those who are the Cohens before they're blessed. Well, we have that at Easter on Maundy Thursday, which is the night before Good Friday. The priest will wash the feet of 12 of the congregants. It actually isn't as awkward as it sounds, believe it or not. But yeah, the priest still does that. So he will pick 12 people that he will know will be at Mass. And at a suitable point in the Mass, the deacon will go and get some warmish water, because he'd hear about it if it wasn't. So he comes in with a bowl and a jug. And you'll also see the Pope doing this. If you go to the Vatican website, there'll be video of the Pope doing this. It used to have to be men. And was it, which was the first pope that did women? Because it wouldn't have been Benedict.
Am I rephrasing that?
Oh, you know what I mean. It could have been John Paul, but I'm not actually sure if it wasn't the one we've got now, Francis. And they made quite a fuss of it. But our priest doesn't distinguish men or women, it doesn't matter. You basically put your foot over the bowl and then the water is poured out of the jug over your foot. And then the priest uses a towel to dry your foot. I don't remember there being 12 towels, though, do you?
No.
So that the towels would be an issue now. But yes, that still happens.
Yeah, you don't think about that, do you?
No, but you do now.
Yeah. I love that comment from Kim.
When you rip off a piece of your own piece, you get the giggles and the small children rip a large piece. Well, do you know, the ones who take the most wine are the youngsters. They are allowed to take it from their first Holy Communion, which is when they're about 7 or 8. And they think it's a grand wheeze to neck half of the chalice. And you literally have to hang on to the chalice. Otherwise, you'll have no wine left for everybody else. You're in neither tribe, so you're all right, Jonathan.
Barman, fill this glass of wine up.
Exactly. Maybe someone will come up with individually wrapped Eucharist. Now, that's a good idea. But again, that would add to the cost of it, wouldn't it? Individual sachets of wine, like little packets of vinegar, you mean? It's vile tasting stuff. Oh, it's bad. I usually try and palm it off onto Mike. If we're on the same week, which we pretty much are now, aren't we?
Mm.
And I've got any wine left, it goes in his. Oh, dear me. I'm liking the idea of the individual sachets of wine, though. That could go down very well. Can you imagine people taking a fistful? Because I can.
It's only like when you take a fistful of jams or a fistful of mayos at the restaurants.
True. So you're hoping for better for Jewish New Year. I know the local synagogue has been that already, Jonathan. middle of September. Didn't they do Yom Kippur as well?
Mm.
Yep. Both Jewish New Year and Yom Kippur have gone from our local synagogue. Neck half the chalice. Oh, trust me, they do. They do. And if you get like there's three young lads and they might go to different sides or they might be together. If you get the three, then you will have nothing left. And you get the right daggers from the choir who tend to come up later that you've got no wine left as though you drank it, you know, and you didn't. Or worse still, you'll get the deacon actually filling it right to the top. And everybody takes a tiny, tiny bit and you're left with like three glasses full because these chalices are not small. And I don't drink at all. So there was this particular week and you can't throw it away. And the deacon said, do you want me to have some? So I said, if you would. And there was enough there. He had half of it and I was still left with what would probably be about a glass and a half of standard wine. So I said to Mike, it's a good job I'm not driving. Oh, and it's vile. Vile, vile, vile. You don't mind the praying stuff. You just want to see the family. It's the praying stuff that's gone, Jonathan. So seeing the family might be all right. You might be okay for that. Unbelievable. And all that because I said, are we going or not? New idea for the roof fund. Go on. Have a till at the end and charge the family sashes. Well, the other week, Stuart, you remember when we were talking about that thing you did, Pop Mobility?
Yeah.
Oh, Ned was all up for that. Yep. We'll do it in the car park. Anything to raise money for that roof. I mean, surely the diocese can appreciate things are a bit tough at the minute and alter the payments.
Yeah, give us a break.
Yeah. Why don't you pay for our roof instead of building that mausoleum that he's doing in Shrewsbury? You know, we're going to have to come up with something for fundraising, though, because there'll be no summer fairs. Mind you, that was a disaster last year. There was a Christmas one, wasn't there? There wasn't going to be.
Mm.
And then there was. And it didn't do bad, considering, but it wasn't anything like as big as usual. So there was none of that. What else do we do in the summer? There's a parish barbecue. That'll have gone. Oh, you know what will have gone, won't you? Which I will be gleefully dancing up and down about. Macmillan Coffee Morning.
Oh, yeah.
The Macmillan Coffee Morning will not be happening until further notice. You've heard it from me. So, yeah, all of that will have gone. Mind you, we're still on the tea and coffee rota, aren't we? So I don't know what we're going to do about that. I don't think there's going to be tea and coffee anytime soon. That was binned about 3 weeks before we went into lockdown. So I can't see that happening at all. But we'll see how it all goes. We'll keep you up to date. I could do with a narc letting me know how many went. On the upside, Chidgey's bound to go. He isn't going to be able to stay away. So luckily, I think I might hear about it from Nina. So fingers crossed I get all the dirt. And I'm expecting some from you, Stuart. You keep your ear to the ground. We need to know what's going on, what happens. I wonder if somebody like Father Woolley, who's doing live streams, will actually carry on doing the live streams, you know, with the congregation there. Because, again, he's going to have problems with how many can get through the door. They're usually pretty full.
Let's have a look.
See what's on his website. Sachets of wine. Do you know? What do you think? They'll have little straws with them as well. That could totally change the tone of Mass. We could end up... like McDonald's milkshakes. My mum used to do that to annoy people at work. Slurping on it. People will have to bring their own cups. Oh yeah, can you imagine that you bring your own cup and they go and fill it? Oh, I don't know if Stuart will have seen that thing that... now, was it Paul? You know that thing that you one of you guys put up about what you use in America? Where instead of having an individual chalice, there's lots of little glasses. Stuart, this was fabulous. We should definitely have this. Let me see if I can find it. I wonder if I had the foresight to keep the link. No. Oh, no, hang on. Oh, when was that? Let's have a look at that one. No, not there either. Oh, if you can remember what the link was. It was fabulous. Cost a fortune, but it was fabulous. I think it was an Amazon link in America. See if they sell it in England. I didn't look. Let's have a look. No, these are Stella Artois. No, it wasn't that. Oh, dear. What sort of age range is the congregation? Yeah, pretty old. There are some kids, but they're not going at all. They do what's called little church. So they go to church in the mornings, the 9:30 to 10:30 mass, and they get taken with the leaders of the little church into a side room, and they do their own like 20-minute thing where they can draw and stuff like that. I would say there's probably about 15, 20 kids like that going to little church. Probably 55 plus for most people. There's a couple of exceptions, but not that many. Guidance for the over 70s, clinically vulnerable, still to stay at home. Yep, that's what it says in the newsletter, that if you are shielding, which the over 70s still should be, then don't go. Which would just, again, reduce it, but I don't know how much it's going to be worth it and you know, what kind of mess they're going to end up in. They've missed out on 12 to 13 weeks of gossip they're not going to stay in. You are so right there, Stuart. Oh, yeah. Do you know, the jungle tom-toms, they've probably been on the phone to each other every waking second. But I think they would be peeved to be told they couldn't go to mass. And again, that's a problem for the rest of us. If we decided, which we're not, that we would go on the basis that, you know, the vulnerable people wouldn't be going and we've not met with anybody, so we can't possibly infect anybody else. And then you pitch up and the place is full of, you know, your 90-year-olds determined not to miss out and hugging you right and left. Because, I mean, Mike finds this with the dog. You're out with the dog and it's, oh, what a lovely dog, can I hug the dog? And you're thinking, please leave the dog alone. You know, or worse still, they head over to you. And people do just forget. And then you're like running down the path away from them. Oh, do you remember when you took that present round for
Bob? I was just going to say that. Stuart will appreciate that.
Stuart will really appreciate that. Mike was going round to Tina and Bob's with a gift for Bob's birthday. And both of them wanted to hug him. Then it was, can we pet the dog? And Mike's hairing off up the path at an alarming rate. And Mike said, you know, 2 metres, 2 metres. And she went, oh, yeah, I keep forgetting. I mean, she's adorable. Tina is adorable. But she would definitely forget that, wouldn't she?
Same thing happened with Pam and Jed. When I went round to...
Birthday card,
yeah.
Oh, has Kim got that toy? No, they are all adorable, but it's so automatic, isn't it? I mean, didn't Boris hold his hand out to somebody and he'd already had COVID? That's the ones. And they were in a beautiful silver thing, which isn't on there. But the third photo, take a look at that, Stuart. The third photo, it was like a big pan with the top bit on it that had tiny holes in that you could then pour the wine in. But even so, I think that's a little bit close to not be dicey. But it's way better than what we've got. Is it plastic? Are they? Oh, they are. They are. I didn't realise there was a Holy Communion tray. But that would probably cost 1,000 of them. And look at the shipping, though, to the UK. If you could get them in this country and they're about £15, you know, it would still add £7 to every mass. You might get 3 masses out of it if you were lucky.
Father Stevens says, the church is expecting more guidance from the government. A number of ideas have been put forward, one being an outside mass, but I feel we have to consider all the vagaries of a British summer. Bring sun hats, sun cream, umbrellas, sunglasses, water, wellies, raincoats, etc. Once we begin public celebration of Sunday Mass, I will be celebrating more than one Mass to give more people the opportunity to attend. However, normal schedule for Masses may not be back for some time. We'll need a large number of stewards to sanitise all the seating in between Masses.
It's a logistical nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the tray. Now, that would be amazing. And like Stuart said, you could have hot toddies in the winter. And that would sit lovely, wouldn't it, on a Bunsen burner type thing? Yeah, I'm liking this idea. I wonder if we will have to go to something like that. Again, the price of it's not bad if you ignore the postage. The postage to here, Kim, is $46. But the actual price of it isn't that bad. We'd probably need... definitely one, two, three, four, four. We'd probably need five of them.
Yeah, you need a checklist, Paul.
Oh, you do. I mean, I can see where Father Stephen's coming from. Where's he supposed to host this outdoor mass? Because they built a community centre on his car park.
True.
So where are you supposed to hold it? I mean, there's the playground, but it's pretty tiny. There's a school kind of behind the church, but it's pretty tiny. This is why we're not going. And it feels terrible to say that, but if you don't put an FAQ on the website, and believe me, there isn't one, because if there was, he'd have asked me to put it up there. But if there isn't an FAQ, can you imagine the phone must be ringing off the hook with people asking the same questions? And it's all the questions that I said to Mike. So I said to him, there's a mail, little Billy Doo, from Father Ned in the newsletter. And I gave him the three options and he went, he's probably gone for the third. I said, oh, he has, chaos. But I'm looking, I'm turning the pages thinking, well, where's the information? You know, where's all the answers to the questions that people must have? Instead of which, I bet you within 48 hours, I get a Billy Doo from the parish secretary who says, can you just put the answers to these questions on the website? And I'll look at them and I'll think, yeah, all the ones I said on Friday. Those. Because people will want to know. Vacation Bible School. Ooh. No, we don't have anything like that, do we? We have preparation for sacraments, but other than that, we don't really have a kind of Saturday school, Sunday school thing, do we?
No.
Only little church. Only little church. But, you know, you can do a lot from home. And I know older people are like, it's not the same. But actually, to some degree, it could be better. Like you said with the Catinian meetings, that people are able to attend, like Tony P., who couldn't attend practically, which I think's lovely. I think that's really nice. But who knows? Will it soon be over? Not before it gets worse, I fear. Did we let Stanley Johnson back in the country again? I believe we did, didn't we? What a shame he didn't have to go into quarantine for 2 weeks. I can't understand all this holiday thing. Basically, my understanding is, unless somebody can correct me, that you can go anywhere on holiday, and as long as it's in one of the countries that you know, have got a tick in a box, you can come back and you don't need to self-isolate. Can't understand that, because isn't that what happened when people went to Italy skiing and brought it back with them? Just saying. We'll see. The R8's already rising. Oh, your church isn't opening. I wish ours wasn't. It's too soon. It's far, far, far too soon. So the kids go to church for a week. Oh, that sounds like camp. Bible camp. That sounds fab. Parents to have a break. Oh, we have lots of parents who need a break. Sounds like a good idea, though. I do think that sounds like a good idea. The schools tend to run in the summer. I think it's Monday and Tuesday, but this is a school thing, not a church thing. They tend to run, I guess it's like childminding, like a play camp where you can take the kids and drop them off. It's a standing joke with Mike and I. We just mentioned Bob and Tina. They are fabulous. They look after their grandchildren, and these grandchildren... Oh, talk about adventurous. Oh, wow. Just to give you an idea, wasn't it Isabella who nearly had the pew over? She was climbing on the back of the pew, which was absolutely fine. And then it was one of those moments in Mass where everybody stood up. So everybody stood up. And then, of course, the weight of her on the back of the pew, the people in the pew behind, which included Mike and I, had to grab the pew as it started to topple over. And the little lad, now he's a little bit older, he went to the other church that we have, and he was upstairs in the, I don't know what you call it, the bit where the organ is, and they were singing from there. So he decides, he's such an adventurous kid, isn't he? He decides he's going to climb up and start looking over so he can see into the church. And this thing's like a 20-foot drop. He was fearless. He is totally fearless, because the other thing he did when he was at home, they gets out of bed And his sister says, you know, where is he? And they're looking for him, and they found him. He'd climbed out of the bedroom window, and he was sat on the conservatory roof and wouldn't come down. So when this school thing's on, where you can drop them off and pick them up 3 hours later, apparently it's worth every penny and then some. But it is a good idea. Right, heard the day... Oh, no, the virus has mutated again and they think it's easier to pass on. Oh, for crying out loud. Will it ever stop? Today we actually had Boris and his two medical advisers. They've not been seen for a while. They could be clones, you know.
True.
Yeah, there's a film in there somewhere. And they were busy babbling on. But the basic story was, this is going to be with us for some considerable time, which makes me wonder why tomorrow is being declared Independence Day and all bets are off. Because anyone with any sense is staying home anyway. There are things that I think are less dangerous. I reckon you could probably grab something in a shop, maybe. Early-ish. Not that I would risk it. I wouldn't risk anything.
No.
Not left the house since March. No intention of leaving anytime soon. But I think there are some things that are more safe than others. Like this business with the having your nails done, which probably Ellen's very disappointed with. But the people who have their nails done are busy telling the government that that's probably safer than having your hair done. But the government's logic is, if you're having your hair done, the hairdresser is stood behind you. But if you're having your nails done, they're sat in front of you. But my logic would be, but they're sat down, and if you've got a face mask on and they've got, you know, proper PPE guard thing, that's probably safer because you're sat still. But that's not what's happening. But apparently they're thinking about opening up sometime soon. And my message on that would be, surely you can live without nails. Hair, yes, that the 4 months on hair, I'm beginning to understand that now. But nails, can nails be lived without? Maybe, maybe not. I just cut mine down to very, very short. They're just about growing again now, but I stopped messing with them. Just leave them be. Use a face shield. That's my answer as well, Kim. Problem we've got is we haven't got any face shields. Is there any face shields available yet? Because you look on Amazon and it's like anything you want. Yeah, Christmas. Let's have a look. I think we should leave face shields for people like Pete. You can actually get face shields. There you go. 10 full protection caps for £8.50. And some you can even get tomorrow. So a transparent safety face shield, full protection, blah, blah, blah. Easy to clean. Protective film must be peeled off. And there's also 10 pieces that fit onto a plastic thing by the look of it. Oh, it's like a license to print money, isn't it? I still think the one with the hat on is rather good. You know, I'll post in a link to these, crying out loud. This is your standard one. This is what you think of when you hear somebody say PPE, isn't it? But really, what a lady is thinking is this one. Possibly with or without the mask, I don't know. So Kim can get them on Amazon. That's good news. The nail thing's stupid. I think the way they do that is inherently safe, but clearly the government are just working on the principle they're sat facing each other. But it still feels a bit safer than having your hair done to me, but that could just be me. I mean, I'm thinking, I got taken to, who remembers Kendall Milne when they were a really posh shop? Mum decided to take me there when I was about 4 for a haircut. I wasn't fond of having my hair cut. She insisted I had short hair and I wanted long hair. And I had to wait until I was 18 to grow my hair because she had it her way. But she took me to this thing and it was a proper kids barber type place, hairdressers. And they all had, instead of a chair, you were sitting on like a fairground animal. So like there were elephants and pandas and all kinds of stuff. I wasn't having my hair cut until I could sit on the panda. And I remember sitting there and she was busy working away. And she actually cut the back of my neck with a pair of scissors. And I wasn't doing anything, you know, I'm just like, ow! And she literally drew blood. That can't be safe. That's even worse. So they're not safe if they're actually behind you. But I think there are some things that are, just feel safer. And nails feels a little bit safer to me than some other stuff that we can do. Like go to the pub, you know, things like that. But who knows? Hello, Mrs. Simon. How are you? Ooh, what's this one? Breathable grinding. Anthony, what have you found? Ooh, let me have a look. Now that, you could do your nails in that. No problem with that. Oh, my granddad used to be a welder. He had one of those. It was terrifying. But yeah, I think you'd be fairly safe in that. Is it open at the back? Oh, it is. You might need something at the back. But yeah, not much would get through that, would it? Do you know, that second pitch does remind me of a TV programme, and I can't remember which one it was, but it was like the baddie in an episode, and it looked pretty much like that. Oh, Jonathan, do it. Do it. Because what makes me smile wouldn't have made my dad smile. He would not have been a happy boy. My dad always wore a hat. Just traditionally, he always wore a hat. He'd have like what I think he would call, you know, the ones Madness would wear, Scarband. Yeah. Is that like a pork pie hat?
Yeah.
He always had one of those at work in like a leatherette. But then as he got older, he decided he was going down the baseball, let's look cool and groovy route. So he got himself this baseball cap and he went round the corner to buy his newspaper and a packet of cigarettes. And they wouldn't let him in the store unless he took his hat off, which, you know, his age was utterly ridiculous. What were they thinking? And he came back and he was quite upset that he took it just like that generation would, that he took it that like they were impugning him, that they were implying that he was up to no good and that they needed him on CCTV without his hat on. It wasn't a hoodie or anything. It was just a baseball cap. And now what are people walking around in? Full face masks. And that's OK now. I mean, Apple were as bad, weren't they? They wouldn't let you in with a hoodie on.
Mm.
But now it's fine to walk around with whatever you like on. So, Jonathan, please do it. Get one. Go to Aldi in it. Oh, and the other thing you could do is turn up at your gran and grandpa's with it. That would be a scream. You might want to warn them, though. We don't want any unexpected heart attacks. Oh, but at least they'd know you were serious about looking after it and everything. And then you can put your Matt Bites baseball cap on the top of it. You can indeed, Jonathan. That was last year's birthday present, wasn't it? Do you think you'd need a mask in that? Actually, would you be able to breathe in that? It's fairly hefty, that, isn't it? Oh, go on. What else have you got? A deep... Oh, Stuart! You mean she wouldn't know it was you, Jonathan? Oh, but you're just taking it seriously. Oh, I am liking that, Stuart. Yeah, that would work. Next Catania meeting. Yeah. Mind you, actually, look at the weight of it. Some people might not be able to stand up if they were wearing that. Oh, never mind the weight of it. Look at the price. Is it a full-size one? Well, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Well, what we need is a fancy dress do. And we can all try and find something that's safe to wear. Oh, you know what I could give another outing to, Stuart? The old Darth Vader. Yeah, the time I put into that, it definitely needs another outing, doesn't it, Mike?
Mm, definitely.
Oh, that was fantastic. All of the stuff I used for that. Oh, brilliant. I enjoyed doing that. Jonathan's getting himself ready. Gearing up. Gearing up for 9 o'clock. Free postage, I should think so. Oh, there you go. 18-inch diver's helmet. Yeah. Oh, I think I'm going to hang on to that one, Stuart. Definitely. He could open the door to receive the host. That would also work. All it needs is a straw. And then we're made. In fact, it might have the capability at the side for having a straw. Yeah, there's a possibility you could do that. And I've actually got a metal straw that I have in my bag for when I have tea. I never drink tea, not with these teeth. No, no, no. I always drink it through a straw. So I have a metal straw that would work wonders with that. Excellent find, Stuart. Loving it. Some people take it that way, Simon, like intravenous. Not even joking. Right, now, who saw the mail that we sent last night? Went to both lists, so you've got no excuse. It had the full running order in it for tonight, because today is Two Show Friday. We are going live at 9 o'clock, irrespective of what YouTube think about it, because they weren't very happy last week. But we think we might just have outwitted them, she said, touching wood. So, fairly confident we might even make it to the end of the show. They were slightly different, Paul, and they will be slightly even more different in the future, because I'm working on that. I've just had an epiphany with Scrivener, which has just changed the game this afternoon. In fact, it was about 5 minutes before the show, and I thought, oh, would it work if I... And then I started playing with it, and then, like, it was 1 minute to seven, and I had to get going. But I've had an epiphany. Yes, I will swing my chicken. She's actually been quite quiet with chicken, because she's got... a football.
That's because chicken's not at dog level.
Oh, he's chicken at confiscated level.
It's not a confiscated level.
Well, I think between now and 9 o'clock we should let her have chicken, and then if she wants to squeak it, join the show. She can do. That would work brilliantly. Yes, this week, Paul, I actually managed to put a tick in every box. I've got this, I'm sure you've seen it, but maybe not. I've got this comms table set up. And the comms table, you click a button and it generates all of the comms you should be sending. And it's very seldom that everyone gets a tick in a week. But this week, I sorted it. So there was a tweet Wednesday, one Thursday. There'll be one at 9 o'clock. There'll be one tomorrow night to say, did you miss it? And another one on Monday. And then I'm back on the wagon again for next week and I've got to start again. But this week, everything got done. Which is a step in the right direction, isn't it? That should be an indication to you that I am deep within the Notion thing, which is one of the demos. So I need to go and sort out the red dots on my slides, because if any slides have got red dots, we've got big problems. So I'm going to head off and do that, and I will see you guys at 9 o'clock. So for the moment, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time.